हरे कृष्णा। द हैवीएस्ट थिंग टू होल्ड इज अ ग्रज। व्हेन समवन डज समथिंग रॉन्ग टू अस, समबडी इंसल्ट्स अस, समबडी चीट्स अस, समबडी बिट्रेज अस, एट दैट टाइम वी कैन बिकम फिल्ड विद रिजेंटमेंट एंड वी कैन होल्ड अ ग्रज अगेंस्ट देम। हाउ कुड यू डू लाइक दिस टू मी, व्हाई डिड यू डू लाइक दिस टू मी। एंड नाउ in one sense our feelings may be justified, it may be true that that person has hurt us, betrayed us, but although those feelings are natural, holding on to them is not natural, it is not desirable, it is not healthy. Because when you hold on to a grudge against someone, you did this to me, I'll do this, that negative feeling, that resentful feeling, that feeling of grudging, it burdens our heart. Now, it is a burden which cripples our capacity to, our emotional capacity to experience other emotions. It's like if a person is carrying a very heavy weight, then they're so burdened by that weight that they can't much, as if they're walking along a road, they can't really enjoy the scenery. They're just struggling somehow to cope with that weight. So similarly, when we hold a grudge against someone, then at that time, essentially what happens? Now, we are just not able to do anything else. You know, all our emotions get filtered through that grudge. You know, almost anything and everything that we do. Why did this person do like this? You know, why? That thought keeps coming back and back and again and again and again in our mind. It burdens us so much that it cripples our capacity to experience the variegatedness of life, to experience the richness of life. And when we understand that this is a burden by which we are simply burdening ourselves, then we say, I don't want to hold on to this, I let go. Now you may say, how can I let go? That person has hurt me. That person has betrayed me. How can I let go? Letting go does not necessarily mean that we don't do anything with that person. We have to do it appropriately. Sometimes we may just overlook it and move on with our life. Sometimes we may well decide that this action is so grievous that this person needs to be disciplined. And we may do what it takes to be discipline that person. But we don't do it with the agenda of, you know, getting even with them. Getting back at them. So, we do it with the purpose of service. Serving Krishna and serving ultimately others who may be similarly hurt by that person, and serving even that person, because if they are going to keep hurting others, then they are going to actually keep getting bad karma. They are going to injure others, so there some actions have to have consequences so that they learn the lessons. So Krishna, when he is talking to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, and he tells Arjuna that actually, Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have to fight a war, because the Kauravas have committed such atrocities that action has to be taken against them. But even then, Krishna tells Arjuna, don't hold a grudge against him. Don't have animosity against him. In the last verse of the 11th chapter, Krishna says, Mat karma krun mat paramo mat bhakta sanga varjitaha nirvairah sarvabhuteshu yah samameti pandava. So he says, work for me, mat karma krun mat paramo, make me a supreme goal of life, mat karma mat paramo mat bhakta sanga varjitaha, become my devotee, avoid materialistic association. And he says, nirvairah sarvabhuteshu, don't have animosity towards others. As Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight the war. In fact, in the same chapter he tells earlier, fight the war. But he tells him, don't fight in the mood of animosity. Fight it as a duty, as a dharma. So when we have this understanding when we are doing our activities, then we are not holding on to the grudge. So the way to stop holding on to a grudge is by holding on to Krishna, by catching hold of Krishna, holding on to Krishna, by holding on to our purpose, our life's most important purpose of serving Krishna. And then we can become freed from this crippling burden of grudges. Thank you. Hare Krishna.